favorite hour of the week for those people who want to get better and well and protect themselves. By the way, we've talked in the last hour about the emerging super pandemics. H7N9 is taken off. The U.S. government's already talking at a potential very soon pandemic. It is 16 times more lethal than 1918 flu. And it used to be in birds, but the variant form of it now in the South China is incredibly lethal, 40% compared to 2.5% for the 1918 flu, which killed roughly 640,000 Americans, 680,000 they estimate, and 100 million people worldwide in 1918-1919. This one, if it spreads, is likely to kill hundreds of millions. And we've got to make sure people have their antipathogenics on hold, on backup and are
on
taking
hold.
Them. they have them in their own home, including NutriSilver and Nutridyne. When the 2009 pandemic happened, we sold a ton of Nutridyne, but we got to tell people in advance, start stockpiling it now, because if you hit us with orders beyond our capacity to supply them, we're not going to have enough for the people out there panicking.
Okay. On that note, welcome to the NutriMedical show, report show, on this March the 3rd. And I didn't know about this pandemic coming, but hopefully it won't, we'll get it stopped.
No, it's going to be bad.
Before it gets going.
It's going to be catastrophic, and if people are prepared, it'll be nothing. In fact, a story
here. How do you get prepared? Nutridyne and Allicin Met?
Well, there's four things that you should have on board. Because it can be
bad. In the order of importance.
In the order of importance, number one, Nutridyne, mm-hmm. NutriSilver, NutriDefense, and PowerC Plus.
Oh, not Allicin Met.
Well, you said four, and five would be Allicin Met.
Okay, well, having said that.
And the PowerC Plus is because it'll stop a cytokine storm, which most people don't realize. It's not the virus or the pathogen that kills you, it's your own immune system. So, for example, whether it's a bacteria or virus or fungus invading, it's your own cytokines your body releases. So we use a test for Lyme called iSpot Lyme, which is IFN gamma. And if we had an IFN gamma saliva or other tests like a little blot that people could test, they could tell if the vaccine they had against the flu or anything else worked. And in fact, if your body is starting to dump cytokines, it means the virus is starting to kill you. And it can make you very sick, like the migratory arthralgias and myalgias of the current flu going around, and make you feel like hell.
Well, I tell you what I'll do is I will put the Nutridyne back on sale on the front page with free shipping, Bill. I will do that after the show. I'll put it up on the front page.
Yeah, NutriDefense also.
NutriSilver is already on.
Yeah, I'd also put NutriDefense up there. It's a very important thing to start taking it now.
Maybe I should put all four up there for now.
Yeah, I would, because I have a feeling in the next few weeks it's going to arrive. The reason is a month ago, the Chinese New Year occurred at the end of January, and it's likely now that the pandemic is going to start spreading.
Okay, so I've got the NutriDefense, Nutridyne, and then
It's my guess that between now and May 1, we're going to start seeing the emergence of super cases of this new variant, H7N9, and it's going to be devastating.
Nutridyne, NutriDefense, NutriSilver,
PowerC Plus,
and PowerC. They'll all be on the front page after
right.
the show.
And then if you have Allicin Met up there, or have them put it on the right-hand side.
Okay.
I take out the green tea select and put...
And why is PowerC more important than the Allicin Met for...
Because the cytokine storm is going to kill you.
Also, that's...
Yeah, Allicin Med's very good, but the more important is if you're taking four things is that, but the fifth one would be Allicin Med.
Well, guess what Bill did to me this time? Remember last week when we talked about the Omega Supreme Pro, and I was going, my gosh, is that pill is an inch long or something, almost. It's big. What are you talking about, a small pill? Little did, he didn't tell me that he got Ryan. He told them to make us pills that are a quarter of that size. So when I opened up my new bottle with the NutriMedical label on it and everything, I looked and I said, what?
So I'm doing my gotcha sound. You know how they go like this with the arm and pull it down? I gotcha.
Guess
and
what?
Then you open the bottle and said, Bill, you pill. That's my old, by the way, my old nickname in medical school residency was Bill the Pill.
So you didn't tell me that last week on the air. You were just letting me go on about how big it was. But anyways, that's you. That's Bill.
Yeah.
And as far as getting you, I get you way more than you get me. So
I know, but I don't have to worry about that.
It has to happen once a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even twice a day when the clock that stopped is right. Right.
Anyways, this Omega Supreme Pro, Bill, just say a couple words about it because I love it because it's going to keep my arteries. What does it do for arteries again?
Well, the inflammation, diabetes, and cancer and autoimmune disease all are based on inflammation. even obesity, right? Okay. And so what happens is, you know, even dyslipidemias, and when you take omega supreme pro, it's 400% more absorbed than any other fatty acid in the world because it's a monoglyceride. In fact, it's like pre-digested. Because the absorption of fatty acids is very poor anyway. When you take in the omega supreme pro, it's 400% more absorption. These little tiny soft gels are equivalent to four big suckers.
They're so easy to swallow. Wow. Compared to that big one that I had.
Yeah, so the average person that's trying to prevent heart disease, just take one of those twice a day. Little guys.
And I asked you, what does it do for arteries? I'm more concerned about arteries.
It prevents inflammation and plaque in your arteries.
But what is it? Is there a thing about hard arteries? Or
well, if there's no inflammation, they won't calcify. It's only when they're inflamed from fatty acids in the arteries. See, there's three kinds of things that will aggravate the artery. Oxidized cholesterol, which is 9-neuronyl hydroxy, trans fats, and pro-inflammatory fatty acids. And they're coated by CoQ10. That's why when you take an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor, you lose CoQ10. And if you have pro-anti-inflammatory fatty acids like EPA, DHA, the artery is like...
In plain English, what does the omega-3
It makes it bulletproof from plaque. Bulletproof from plaque.
Okay.
Yeah, and it stops the artery from becoming calcified.
But what about the plaque already there?
It'll start dissolving it.
How?
Because it promotes the natural cells, the macrophages, from cleaning up the debris there. But if there's still floating plaque, it's going to build up layer upon layer, and eventually it'll either crack or embolize down the artery wall. Now you've got a heart attack or a stroke or something.
Hmm. And a good preventative for stroke is nattokinase.
Yes, that's after the cardiovascular. Cardiovascular first, and nattokinase.
Yeah.
And then the third one, if it's really thick blood, is lumbrokinase. But the most important, believe it or not, to take for all heart disease after cardiovascular is Omega Supreme Pro. And then Omega-Krill, too, because it has astaxanthin, which is an anti-inflammatory.
Didn't you tell me that it's common for people when they get in their 50s, 60s, to have hardened arteries? Or?
Well, this is a standard test that
does it happen
is covered
a lot,
by insurance.
Though?
Yeah, it's a standard test. I had one young lady who was ideal weight, that her relatives were all dying prematurely of heart disease. I saw her back in Denver. And she had already, her cardiologist was smart. He had done a high-speed CT scan on her. She came in with the results, and they were horrendous. It looked like an 85-year-old guy. And I looked at her and said, oh, my gosh, man, you're...
Why? Looked at what?
Her CT scan with her high-speed calcium score of arteries. Her arteries of her heart were all calcifying.
Heart, really, right.
Yeah, they were looking awful. So we had to put her on things to prevent that. And there's no drug. It's all natural things that will prevent that and reverse it. Mm-hmm. Full vitamin K2, Omega-Pro, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Our dear friend Ken from Georgia. Ken, you're a regular for questions. Of course, that's probably because Ken and I talk all the time. So he comes up with a question.
You're a very social person, Mishi. I don't know anybody on the planet that has your social IQ.
Bill, his question is, that's because you don't know anybody.
No, I know. No, listen,
you don't go anywhere. That's why you think I'm so...
No, I talk to a lot of people every day.
You don't go
I consult with doctors and patients all over the world every day.
You don't go out. You send people you know.
I travel in cyberspace faster than the speed of light.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I'm on the phone, on the simulcast, on Skype, everywhere on the planet.
So you have a cyber friends.
I have cyber friends.
Of course, I have cyber friends, too, don't I? All through NutriMedical.
There you go.
I guess they're kind of cyber friends. A lot of them, like Ken, we actually get to meet.
Yeah, sometimes we have visitations, too.
Yeah, we have people come and visit.
We visit them, they visit us, or conferences, things like that.
We don't ever visit anybody. Who have we ever gone and visit? They always come here.
We visit
here,
them
come
at conferences.
Canada.
Visit them at conferences.
You don't have conferences anymore.
What?
Oh, except for that one cruise. But you don't have conferences anymore.
Well, no. Let's A4M.
Remember, you don't go anywhere, so you can't.
Well, no, like A4M. I probably will be going this year.
Yeah, you say that every year.
I'll have to have a clear spot because it kind of somehow got messed up last year.
I know, but I'm just
to go
saying,
to Vegas.
Bill, you're a homebody.
Yeah.
So what is?
I guess you're getting
is,
me back for this for the
Omega Supreme Pro. What's wrong with being a homebody? It's better than being a gallivanter.
Well, I'm getting a lot of work done, like on my training with Ed over at Livestream. I am becoming a broadcast specialist expert.
Good.
It'll be good for 6 weeks, and then I'll be retrained after that.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm learning. Ed taught me at Livestream a whole lot of new bells and whistles on the 4.2 Livestream to do simulcasting.
Who taught?
Ed, the top guy at Livestream in New York City.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Ken's question is, does lipoflush, which he takes regularly, interfere with the oils that we take, like cod liver oil?
No.
Okay, no. Tell us
well,
why.
All it does is it mobilizes fat out of your fat cells. Period. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, does so nothing you to do burn with other oils.
No,
in
not
your
at all.
Body.
No.
I thought that was one of Ken's less brilliant questions. Ken's obviously. He's like, yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll move on. Sometimes he has good questions.
Yeah.
That's not one of them.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Diane from Colorado, Bill, she often gets dizzy, like dizzy so that she'll fall down dizzy. But she says she always, gets to a chair or she sits
down.
It's
called vestibular neuronitis. We have a protocol.
But this last time here, a couple of weeks ago, she didn't. She kept thinking, she was had something else she had to do. You know, it's like you're in the kitchen. I got to keep doing this, do this. And she fell and cracked a rib.
Well, there's two causes. Number one, the thing called vasovagal, where you're basically you get a drop in blood pressure and pulse rate. And the best way to tell that is if you're starting to get a slow pulse rate and your blood pressure drops like a rock.
And why would that happen?
It's called vasovagal. It can be anything. Drinking cold water, stressed, maybe a virus hitting you. All kinds of reasons.
But it happens to her regularly.
Right, and she may have vasovagal instability. We can help that. And then the second way is what's called vestibular neuronitis, where the balance mechanism in your middle ear goes wonky.
Mm-hmm.
It's inflamed in there, and all of a sudden you get a little attack, like a minor inflammatory seizure.
Mm-hmm.
And then your balance mechanism goes wonky, and you can't stand up.
What about
follow.
A blood sugar thing?
That can happen to hypoglycemia. But the blood sugar thing you can measure with a little glucometer.
Be any of these things.
Those are the three main ones. And then if your blood sugar is okay and you get a little glucometer, the next thing to do is to think it might be vasovagal. So you can get somebody, if you're home with somebody, to measure your pulse to see if it's slowing. If your pulse is slowing, it's likely you're having a vasovagal. If those two things are not present, most likely it's vestibular. And we have a protocol for vestibular neuronitis and attacks.
Okay, and what would that be, Bill?
Ear care.
She's listening.
Ear care, which is the Meniere's. Which
well,
sounds like Meniere's
disease. If it's the vestibular one. But
right.
Meniere's, and that's good.
Meniere's, and I would use Neurogen for the fibers and... then probably CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol and the Gamma E.
And what if it's hypoglycemia?
I'd probably be taking Glycemix, little snacks or mini drinks every couple hours.
Or Glycemix?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and that'll stop the glycemic drops because your sugar and insulin goes up and then it drops.
And
what happens is it's your cortisol. So usually what it means is your adrenals are starting to fail because the main thing that counteracts drops in blood sugar is cortisol. It's not glucagon.
Mm-hmm.
And so your adrenals are not working properly. So she should be taking adrenal support, one or two capsules in the morning. If that is sufficient to stop them, the next thing to do is to add DHEA and pregnenolone cream on your body, around your neck and under your arms. And it'll support your adrenals because most commonly what's happening is your blood insulin's going up, but your blood cortisol isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, after you eat something, your blood sugar drops because there's nothing to block it from going down to the floor.
And what if it's the other one, the vascular one or whatever it was you were
saying? Vasovagal?
Cardiovascular
stabilize the...
What does that mean?
Vasovagal. Vasovagal instability usually means that you have stimulation of your sympathetic nervous system, and then the parasympathetic surges, and your pulse rate drops like a rock. So what you want to do there is a calm mind and brain bank will help to calm.
What does that mean, though? Basal? Is that vessels?
Vasovagal is the vagus nerve.
Oh.
But what happens is first you get an increase
the first thing that happens is
the sympathetic nervous system gets stimulated, and you get an excessive response from your parasympathetic,
mm-hmm.
which lowers your pulse rate and drops your blood pressure. Right? And to stop that, I'd use calm mind brain mag during the day to stabilize the big fluctuations in your what's called vagal tone. Right?
Would you like a beautiful verse, a psalm?
Uh-huh.
Psalm 18, 1-2. I like it when you read it.
Okay. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower.
Thank you. Very good.
Yeah, in other words, if you don't seek God, whether you're a President Trump or a prime minister of a country or a person running a family or a business, if you don't seek God, you will always fail.
Mm-hmm. not true. I got to read a bunch of scriptures yesterday while I was waiting for Matthew. Matthew's back home with the family now, I may as well say, because he's on the show with you more regularly. And he's, if anyone's been following Matthew, you know that he's supposed to be taking his doctorate up in Portland, but unfortunate circumstances have him back home. Fortunate for him, I think. Anyways, that's another story. And he's him and I went down to San Diego because he's going to be going to the Pacific College of Oriental Medicine, his PhD. He should be I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he's got his doctorate. Three major skills there. Go ahead.
But he starts down in San Diego to finish off his doctorate. And anyways, while he was in there, I wanted to go to the fashion mall down there in San Diego. And I thought, no, I want to sit. And I brought my those little New Testaments with me and read the book of John. And my gosh, I realized it was so nice to have nobody around, no phones, not working, just sitting in the car. Took my shoes off, my bare feet. Oh. I did, because it's so beautiful, the weather.
Yeah, yeah.
And just hung my feet out the door. Just read. Oh, that was one of the most fun things I think I've done in a long time.
Yeah, you need to have Mishi time, I call it.
Yeah, just nobody there. And no phones, no...
No electronic
people
stuff.
People asking me to do this. No laundry.
No husbands, no family, no business.
That's right. No husbands, no family, nobody. Just me and
just you and
God.
You and God, yeah.
Yeah, and I realize I need that kind of time. It's not the same when you're in bed reading a scripture before you go to sleep and everything. It's just being totally alone. Yeah. I need to be alone more often.
I need to be a part-time monkess or monkette, I guess.
No.
I'm just kidding.
What are you talking about?
Trying to get you back at you again.
Being alone as a monk?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
God, Bill, your mind is,
is twisted.
Twisted. There you go. Okay, let's get into the emails. We have a lot again. We'll start with Roe, R-O-E, from Louisiana. Actually, sorry about that. His first name is, that's his last name. Anyways, I won't give your first name because I try to respect your privacy unless you want me to. So he goes on to say, are you listening?
I am.
A 57-year-old male, lives in Louisiana. He has upper GI problems. It burns when he eats spicy food. Gee, this one sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
My doctor gave me, what's that?
Pantoprazole, proton pump inhibitor.
For acid?
Reflux.
Reflux. He insisted this medicine will heal the ulcer.
Well, first off, 30 years ago, an Australian doctor discovered the Helicobacter pylori caused ulcers. It's not due to hyperacidity at all. That's why we have, in fact, digestes. It actually makes your body make more acid and more pepsin. And the gastric barrier is best healed with what's called GastroHeal, which is zinc-carnosine. The most popular form sold in Japan is zinc-carnosine. And so you don't want to use a proton pump inhibitor for three reasons. First, that it doesn't heal the gastric lining, it just stops the symptoms. Number two, it actually destroys your ability to absorb your minerals, and because it moves the pH of the succus entericus, the fluid coming into your stomach, to your pancreatic area and your upper duodenum, you don't absorb or digest your food properly, including minerals. So those are bad things. So you want to take antipathogenics like NutriSilver, Allicin Med, Nutridyne, and you want to heal the gut wall with GastroHeal and NutriImmune, and probiotics, living probiotic, and berberstatin, and living probiotic ultra. So the real problem is there's a pathogen there, whether it's a fungus like candida, Helicobacter pylori, etc. And when you clear that up, and then you want to restore normal peristalsis, because if it's crawling into your chest, the IBS cure will make it crawl back into where your stomach belongs, not the cardiac crawling into the chest. That's why they call it cardiac, because it sounds like heart. If it's going the wrong way, it's going to crawl into your chest, give you a hiatal hernia.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon and softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
I'm here by myself, and there's no point in reading a question to myself. Well, what do? You decided to come back, Bill?
Yeah. It's a good plan.
Good plan. Okay, you can hear it, but I'm going to read a question now, Bill, from Philip from Arkansas. I am Philip, a customer of NutriMedical, and several years ago, my sister had her thyroid removed, completely removed, she said.
Right.
I have been reading that the thyroid is responsible for most heart and vascular conditions. My sister is taking 112 milligrams of Synthroid 6 days a week and 5 milligrams T3. Some are talking about what one should do for over and underactive thyroids, but I haven't heard what to do about no thyroid. Should I get her some iodine, the Nutridyne? I value your knowledge more than anyone's.
Well, the first thing they do is, and they do the subtotal thyroidectomy surgically, they can only remove about 60% of the gland. They'll often follow it up, if they think it's thyroid cancer, with a thyroid ablation with radiation, with radioiodine.
So can they get rid of the whole entire?
No, it'll always grow back a percentage.
Even the teeny weeny?
15-20% will grow back.
If it, yeah?
Yeah, but you never take a synthetic thyroid. It's stupid, dangerous, and the doctors who do this should be burned alive on the stake.
Yeah.
Because it's dangerous. Because if you don't give thyroid, you get dementia, heart disease, and cancer.
Oh, that's not
And they
good.
Become obese and diabetic. Uh-huh. Okay? So our mitothyroid is superior to any other gland in your thyroid. There's two out there. Armour thyroid is very available, but it contains titanium dioxide and cornstarch and other polymers. So, and then there's another one, Western Thyroid Research, which is pretty good out of Arizona, and it doesn't have all that garbage in it, all that crap. But it doesn't contain adrenal or hypothalamus, so ours does all three. So you want mitothyroid, 2 capsules morning and 2 in the afternoon. You want to take Neutrodyne, and you need 6 other minerals, including selenium, cruciferate, and minerals plus to deiodinate. And you can also speed up deiodination from the 5' deiodinase with force colon, a capsule twice a day. Mm-hmm. If you're really bad and you've tried for, usually for 4 to 6 months, your thyroid gland level should come normal with free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, and an HS or high sensitivity TSH, and your core body temperature should come up. The best measure is your core body temp, because your core body temp is dependent on active thyroid is not blocked by reverse thyroid. Type 1 hypothyroidism is antithyroglobulin and antimicrosomal. 50 times more common is type 2, which is related to elevated blood insulin resistance, which is pre-diabetic. If you don't treat your thyroid, you will get, according to Broda Barnes and other experts, heart disease, dementia, peripheral neuropathy, and blindness.
So what would you recommend for the Neutrodyne, of course?
Usually at least 10 drops twice a day. Selenium cruciferate twice a day, and Minerals Plus twice a day. And that'll fix it. Now, in the rare case that it's not coming back after a year, we may add peptides, but you don't need it in most cases, just our supplements.
Next, Bill, is Bob in an email. Hi, Dr. Daigle. I've been an admirer of yours since you first appeared on the air, and I try to listen to your shows whenever I can. I heard on another alternative medical health show once that oxalic acid has strong cancer-destroying properties. Bee and rhubarb root with high oxalic acid is this first ingredient in this Essiac or whatever it is tea. I suspect it's likely true. Do you believe it's true? And also, the same show guest said that citric acid, which is in much of the food chain, neutralizes oxalic acid. But as a scientist, with that statement of citric acid destroying oxalic acid, is something you've ever heard of?
First off, that's not true. Oxalic acid is a minor cancer blocker. The two things that are most powerful are elagic acid, from the terminology of bulia plant, that's 300 times higher concentration of pomegranate, which is a sacred fruit in old ancient Israel. And the second is Maligna, a block developed at Johns Hopkins University, which is one capsule equals 5 pounds of broccoli seed. Both are what's called DNA repair and apoptogenic agents, so precancer will convert back to normal in the cells, or the cell will commit apoptosis or programmed cell death. The other thing that will prevent cancer transformation is high-dose power C and minoquinone 7. Minoquinone 7 is vitamin K2. And the high-dose power C and vitamin K2, these others, along with Maligna Rest, which shuts down the hexose bonifacitate shunt, we for use for 3 major conditions. Cancer, right, autoimmune disease, and chronic regional pain syndromes, both trauma or neuropathy. And all three have the same basic roots of anaerobic metabolism.
Are you going to go and leave me alone again?
No, I'm good for a while.
I'm prepared this time.
Are you?
So you can go.
You got your cute smile on.
You can go. I got things to say.
I should have you on video. I should have be doing this. Should be simulcast.
Oh my gosh!
So they can see your
that?
Pretty smile.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that Lime Scale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Lime Scale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Michelle, you're all set.
How come we're still playing it?
I don't know. There may be a reason. Just start talking.
Can they hear?
They will be.
For this is the end.
Maybe we should start singing along. Let's sing along with Adele.
If you don't come back, board off and put us on.
So over do I.
Okay, here we go. Jet Bill from Manitoba, Canada.
Ah.
I'm male, 30 years old, and I have been suffering from candida off and on for at least the last 7 years, yeast infection and jock itch.
Mm-hmm.
I've never fully gotten rid of it and feeling like I never will.
Yeast, by the way, the one in the groin is tinea. It's not candida. Tinea cruris is the primary one. Tinea.
During my last year in high school, I was hospitalized twice with encephalitis. The doctors in Calgary never conclusively found the cause. In retrospect, I believe the cause was having relations with the girl that had systemic candida. Is that correct?
No.
No?
No. It means he has an immune system failure. If you did an immunoglobulin electrophoresis, which his doctor can do, it's covered by your insurance there in Canada, eh? Then they can find out he has immune system deficiency. He needs to be on Nutri Defense all the time. Antipathogenics all the time, like NutriSilver and Nutridyne.
Listen to this.
And he needs to take NutriImmune immunoglobulins, because if he had an immunoglobulin electrophoresis or a T-lymphocyte testing to see how well his population there is at killing pathogens, they'd find he's deficient.
You know what he says here? I'm engaged in heavy physical labor, and I'm dying from starvation, as candida diets are very restrictive.
Well, first off, you can't die of starvation if you're on a ketogenic diet. It means he's probably, if he's having hypoglycemia, most likely what's going on with him, he's pre-diabetic. And we give him some things to make his body metabolize fats and other things better. You won't just die from being a low-carb diet. In fact, people get more energetic as they cut out and go on a ketogenic diet. So carbs raise your blood insulin, raise your appetite, and make your blood sugar and cortisol seesaw all over the place. So when people say that, it means they're suffering from hypoglycemia, so they're pre-diabetic. And the fact that he has immune system problems means we need to boost his immune system, stabilize his blood sugar and blood insulin levels, because he's probably pre-diabetic. So I can help him.
So what was it you said for him?
He needs to be on a couple things. Firstly, Nutri Defense, antipathogenics, at least one or two of the three, like NutriSilver, Nutridyne, Allicin Med, and to boost his immune system. And for his blood sugar, he needs to be probably having glycemic snacks, because he's probably hypoglycemic, and dibetaline, berberstatin, and biotin plus.
I would have thought the living probiotic.
Living probiotic's part of it, along with NutriImmune immunoglobulins, because if his immune system, if he's coming down with repeated things like encephalitis, if you investigate it, and there's a fancier immunological test that I can recommend for him to do, like at Labs in Canada, which will be covered by their health insurance, you'd find that he has probably immune deficiency syndrome. Like immunoglobulin, you'll find out one part of his immunoglobulin levels are low, and our NutriImmune will correct that. We also have a new antipathogenic that's coming that we've announced will come this year is also on top of the NutriImmune.
What are you talking about?
It has transfer factors for 26 major human pathogens to transfer to your immune system.
Where's the memory it coming from? What are you talking about?
It's synthetically made with avian immunoglobulins and transfer factors, and it's a nutraceutical that we're going to relaunch this year.
From where? I never heard about it.
Yeah, I know.
I only hear about it when we're on the air.
I know. I tell you these things. It's a new super antipathogenic, so you don't need vaccines. This will replace the need for those for all the major human pathogens.
Well, guess what? Oh, yeah, that was a question. That was one of the good questions that Ken had before. Mm-hmm. I remember that, something about 26.
Right. And what that is that you take NutriImmune first, which is immunoglobulins, and then you take Nutri Defense and these antipathogenics, but then this will boost your immune system against some major pathogens that cause pneumonia, diverticulosis, et cetera, et cetera.
Eddie, in an email, I have suffered from hyperhidrosis,
yeah.
For a while now, and I am placing a new order. Would you be able to provide the products to help this genetic disorder?
It's not a genetic disorder, it's a dysautonomia. And dysautonomias respond very nicely to combined brain make, because it's a CNS and peripheral autonomic.
What is that, hyperhidrosis?
It's where you're getting excess sympathetic overflow from the sympathetic ganglia, let's say under your arms, near your sweat glands, etc. And the response is your immune system. Your autonomic nervous system is dumping out stimuli to the glands to produce
a lot
of
excess. Sweat all the time? A lot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just say that's English, Bill.
Sweating a lot because your autonomic nervous system is tuned up, and we can tune it back down again.
Tony, in an email, Dear Sir, Sir Bill.
Yeah,
I added the
Sir Bill died several hundred years ago. Mr. Bill Sr., he died in 92. That's my dad. And Dr. Bill's still around, causing trouble.
I am 66 years old. There's going to be another doctor in this house.
Yeah, Dr. Matthew.
Yeah.
Only he'll be a combination, by the way, Eastern and Western. They're teaching Western naturopathic as well as Oriental naturopathic medicine. and acupuncture, which, by the way, include electroacupuncture and harmonic resonant therapy, which I'm also doing research on.
He's going to learn a lot of the stuff that's in our products. He's going to learn all the herbs and how to put them
together. Yeah, and I'll integrate him with the medical stuff.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, because you know I'm doing some research on the idea of that fits in with electroacupuncture and how it works. And in fact, even the metapathia will even give me the acupuncture points to treat. Do you know that? Metapathia can tell me which acupuncture points to treat.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, pretty cool, eh?
Tony, Bill, I'm trying to read this. I am 66 years old, and for over 40 years, I've experienced migraines, preceded by visual aura disturbance. Can you recommend a supplement that addresses my condition?
Supplements. First off,
he
you want to...
He says any supplement.
Yeah.
It's, without an S.
It has to be an S, not one.
You need What's number one?
Number one is CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol.
Guess what? But I know people that their headaches go just taking one of those in their mouth.
Yeah, the next thing you need is Gamma E Plus. You choose one, bite one or two of them, and put a Power Muscle B12 under your tongue and take a BioLVR twice a day. And bye-bye. In fact, it works faster than Imitrax with no side effects. If you take an Imitrax, this years ago when I would take it before I got these supplements, Imitrax makes your body feel like you're... It's all we call morphed. It feels weird. You don't feel normal. You feel like you're separated from your body psychically. It's a really... It causes what's called morphing inside your mind. Your mind is all screwed up when you take these drugs that the doctors give.
Oh, my God.
It's a really unpleasant, weird feeling. Feels like you're on a body trip.
Are you ready for the next question? Colin, in an email... he says, I recently was looked over for stomach problems. I was looked over. I guess that's checked out by a doctor, right?
Yeah, either that or he had a psychic doctor that just put a Swami hat on. Right.
The nurse took blood samples and called me later to tell me I have Helicobacter pylori.
That's right. Well, that's the major cause of most stomach ulcers.
She said, I'll have it forever. It made me feel like I have AIDS or something like that.
That's because she's uninformed.
They prescribed them, the doctor, amoxicillin, clarithromycin, and Prilosec.
Yeah, that's part of what's called a...
Prilosec?
Prilosec, yeah. That's part of what's called a quad protocol. They often will add to that the bismuth material to take. That's the old protocol from the 90s. That's out of date. Our antipathogenics for Helicobacter are... Allicin Med, a capsule three times a day. Nutridyne, 15 drops three times a day. NutriSilver, the wall of the stomach, GastroHeal, two tablets four times a day. And NutriImmune, four capsules twice a day. So do not take these stupid drugs. They're dangerous. They'll cause maldigestion. You won't digest your food or absorb your minerals. And they will not kill off the Helicobacter. They just play with it.
Okay,
so when the doctors prescribe it, they'll also cause gut dysbiosis by killing off some of your healthy bacteria, and then you'll grow the real bad pathogens in your lower gut to deconjugate toxins that'll give you cancer. So when you have a deconjugating dysbiotic bacteria in your lower gut, it re-releases toxins to go back to your brain, liver, kidneys, and women, breasts, and prostate in men, and it actually will cause problems.
So what do you do to
Don't take what the doctors give you.
And what do you take to fix that?
You take a GastroHeal. You take our three antipathogenics, you take NutriImmune immunoglobulins, and a probiotic, living probiotic. Okay, and you can add the living probiotic ultra because these are always dysbiosis. The Helicobacter is not just localized to the upper GI tract, it's often in the lower as well. And there's other antipathogenics that help to help it coexist.
Joanna from Palm Springs, California.
Right.
3 years ago at age 41, I was diagnosed with stage 3 ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm.
This is very long, and I know you don't want me to read it all.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do the chemo, but now, Bill, she did do the chemo because all the other natural things that she's a few places that she says here she went and had and tried didn't work.
That's because she didn't go to an expert.
So
I'm an expert, and I'll tell her what.
Yeah, then
first
her
off,
friend up at the clinic in Palm Springs said to write to you. So
okay, firstly, here's what you
for
do.
For ovarian cancer.
The first thing you do is you take our full, don't just take part of it, our full anti-cancer protocol. Malignant block, malignant ellagic acid, most important, malignant arrest.
Yes.
High-dose power scene, we're talking about equivalent to like 60 grams of vitamin C a day, and high-dose minoquinone 2, that is, the vitamin K2. We take things to boost your immune system like NutriImmune, NutriDefense, and our antipathogenics because there's often a stealth pathogen that triggers off cancer inside the cells. And then we give things to rebuild the body, things like Mountain Red Velvet, Microdose, our mega muscles, amino acids between meals that'll increase your rebuilding of your tissues, and things like Mountain Red Velvet. And then for cancer, I'm a ketogenic diet along with gene-based cancer treatment, say at Brzezinski Clinic. If you're this far gone, you need to do something real serious, which means you need the genetics of your cancer tested, and you need gene-based off-label use of cancer drugs and antineoplastins. And if you do that, there's also augmenting therapies available not only here but Europe or elsewhere, where they can take your cancer cells out and actually make a activated T lymphocyte to attack your cancer. And that can be done now. It's called immunotherapy. It's very complicated, and there's a few clinics around the world that can do that. So if you're going to just, people pretend they're experts and don't know anything, it requires a collaborative effort. But many of our people, if they even take our nutraceuticals alone, they will go into remission. Our nutraceuticals, even with conventional treatment, although I don't recommend it because half the people die in the first 6 months of chemo, or they get so sick they're not a candidate to continue. The problem is when you take chemo, within 6 months, the cancer cells become completely resistant, and the new cancer emerging cells are up to 40 times more resistant to the previous chemo agents, so they're useless.
Our next bill is Philippe from Santiago, Chile. I'm Philippe from Chile. Long time without any update on his part. So I always listen to your amazing show, and you gave my mother excellent therapy. She has recovered, my mother, he wanted to tell you, Bill, from all functions post her stroke, because you put her on a protocol for stroke. And he also
recovery,
said
yeah.
You were right that it was a TIA.
Right.
And then he said that also she had dyspnea, D-I-S-N-E-A, and headaches after going to work. She is a university teacher. And now that she's got all the Calm Mind and other stuff that you gave her, she can sleep, and it's reversed completely. This is mainly just a praise.
Give his mom back.
Yeah. God bless you.
By the way, there's a clinic down there where I consult with the doctors all the time, down in Santiago. These guys are really with it.
You heard him say, God bless you, Bill.
God bless you and your family.
He said he does have two questions. Now it's his grandmother. She has no diseases. Has a neoplastic-like mass in the tail of the pancreas and liver.
Yeah, well, first, if it's neoplastic-like, you have to consider it a cancer. Okay, and the way you do it is they probably have a CT scan with enhancement, spiral C-section CT, and PET scan. That's the gold standard. They should do have a biopsy, or you can do a flow cytometry where they draw blood. And there's labs like in Germany that can actually tell not only the cancer genetics, and then if you do off-label use of the cancer genetic drugs, which are often just regular drugs or nutraceuticals, along with our cancer protocol, you can make it shrink away. But you want the person on a ketogenic diet and mild hyperbaric oxygen, or just regular hyperbaric. So I'm sure they have hyperbaric there because Chile is right there, and it helps. The reason why it helps is simply because if you've got end-stage disease, the most important thing is our nutraceuticals, but if it's really spread.
Okay, he also says for himself, he says he feels healthy, except lately he's been without energy.
That's low ATP, so give her NADH tablets.
This is for him.
NADH tablets, right? Which is nicotine.
Okay, go ahead.
NADH tablets and then D-ribose mixed with their sports energy light drink and very big VO2 max with Supernox.
That'll bring the energy back.
Yeah, energy, because the main thing is low levels of nitric oxide. And the other thing that's going to boost his energy is S-methyl. Put a sachet of the lemon flavor powder under your tongue in the morning and at 2 p.m., bam, you're the Energizer Bunny.
Okay, next bill is Andrew from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. He says, hello, Dr. Bill. My son, Gabriel, is having skin issues after taking doxycycline for an acne issue.
Yeah.
And he has stopped taking it.
He gets photoactivated injury to his skin.
However, his skin is very sensitive to the sun now.
Yeah. What happens with doxycycline is a photoactivated toxin.
He says he has been diagnosed with vestibular neuritis.
Yeah.
And has become very irritable about this condition.
That can actually be aggravated by the minocycline or the doxycycline.
By the drugs.
Right. And what they do is they damage the middle ear nerves.
I wondered, though.
And what happens is there's a lot of toxins, a lot of medical drugs that are photoactivated. For example, there's one called a DNA gyrase 4, which is moxifloxacin or Levaquin. Mm-hmm. And if you take it, it actually damages your DNA, your what's called the enzymes that regulate the production of proline transhydroxylase. So you can rupture your Achilles tendon between your ankle and your leg, or you can even rupture the suspensory ligaments that hold your eye, your lens in your eye. So there's people that get bumped on the head, and they're taking these, and their lens gets knocked out, and they need surgery to reimplant the lens because it slid out of place.
Such poison.
Yeah.
Anyways,
for all those lawyers out there, and I got medical legal cases I'm doing now, if you want a secret weapon, call me.
Yep. Andrew's been a customer for years. And what can he get for his son, my dear?
And what was, again, the primary issue there?
after all that, the vestibular neuritis.
Well, he needs, again, we said the ear protocol, ear care, NeuroGen, ultrathiamine B1, and I would probably give him a Cognition Plus and a Brain Power, try to regenerate the nerve fibers in his middle ear.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
By the way, we talked about acne, and I did mention the first hour because Harley wasn't here. an acne protocol. So in hour number one, it's real simple.
What was it briefly?
Yeah, silver, NutriSilver spray, DHA pregnenolone cream, internally taking Nutridyne 15 drops 3 times a day, and cytokine blockers like Power C Plus and Cell Defense Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next bill is Alan.
Oh, by the way, the other thing is Omega Pro, because it's inflammatory fatty acids created by the bacteria
Omega
working
Supreme
on.
Supreme Pro?
Yeah, Supreme Pro, yeah.
Yeah.
But
one of
your
favorite
nutraceuticals,
now.
Yeah.
It is now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's up there.
You get that cute,
Nutridyne,
she smile. Should have you on camera.
Things, because of all the things
we should be doing simulcast while we're.
My smile.
We should be doing simulcast while we're doing the show.
Oh, my. Bill, you don't want one thing about.
I'll put the camera right on you, though, so. They don't see me, they'll just see you smiling.
I know, I'm looking at your eyebrows, and I need to cut them again.
Yeah, I know, I have an owl-like countenance. I have large, bushy eyebrows, like...
We like to do it outside.
Like a fair, yeah.
I cut Bill's hair, and I groom them all up, and we do it in this beautiful climate, usually outside, but boy, it's been raining every weekend for so long that Bill's eyebrows now are... We can braid
I'm turning to a large human-like owl.
Can you braid those? Look.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I have owl brows. Owl brows instead of eyebrows. How's that?
Owl brows. That's funny. Bill Allen in an email. I'm a 43-year-old who was diagnosed 15 years ago hiatal. Is that how you say
hiatal hernia?
Hernia,
yeah.
Is it hiatal? Is that
yeah.
correct? The only form of treatment that the doctors had for me were Prevacid or surgery. The hernia causes me excessive acid reflux, so I've been treating with Prevacid for the last 12 years, which works great, but I would like to use something more natural.
Okay.
Shouldn't we have a question like this?
I went over that in hour one today, but I'll repeat it.
No, I thought of the first of the show we talked about. Was it something
similar?
It's a different thing?
Yeah, it was a stomach ulcer.
Oh.
For this one, you simply take, firstly, to normalize the peristalsis, IBS care, which is going to release the bowel, release carnitine, and make your esophagus crawl back into your chest, because it's the cardia, which is the upper, they call it cardia because it means heart, is crawling into the chest because it's got reverse peristalsis.
What
happens is the bowel has peristaltic waves, and if the waves crawl the wrong way, they crawl like a snake into your chest. So that's what causes hiatal
hernia.
That's
what a hernia is.
That's a hiatal hernia. So number one...
Is there another kind of hernia?
No, that's it.
Why do you call it hiatal hernia?
Because it crawls above the hiatus of the crystal of the diaphragm, and so it's above the hiatus.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And what happens is next is you want an antipathogenic, so you want topically NutriSilver, and you want to also take Allicin Med and Nutridyne, and you want to have probiotics. I'm giving Probiotic Living, Probiotic Ultra, and the Gastro Heal and NutriImmune to heal the gut wall. But it's easy. There's no need at all for proton pump inhibitors or H2 blockers. And in most cases, if it's a mild hernia and it's not a great big sac in the chest and it goes away usually in 2 to 3 months, what you should do is probably in 3 to 6 months repeat the upper GI series and analysis and ultrasound, see if the hernial sac has gone back into the chest.
What's a hernia in the belly button?
That's an umbilical hernia. Yeah.
Well, my dear, we've come to the end of the show, and it is Friday, yay. God bless you all. And
thank you for doing the show every Friday, Michi.
Oh, I love it.
I really
it.
Appreciate you. What
do
you're
I
doing
like
on,
it?
Well, you also make it simple for people to listen and slow me down enough that they actually get the answer they want and they can write notes.
I try.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so they appreciate
thank you, Bill, for everything you do, and God bless you all. We love you. We'll see you next week.
And thank you, God, for giving us the skills and the willingness to do it. In your name, thank you, God.
Amen.
And we will be back doing some video tomorrow with Ann Morrison on the science issues, and probably also Harley Schlanger, because his wife is in hospital with her kidney issues.
Oh, she'll be praying.
Yeah, we pray for her, yeah.
End Time is Not What You Thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state
director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.